Let's get to Herbert. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Herbert, I'm Kings. I don't know about your boy, KC.
What's up, D-Lo? What up, KC?
What up, man? How you doing, big dog?
Man, the city's on fire, homie.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, man. Hey, shout out to Michael Brown, man, for King and Murray's development. First things first, you know what I'm saying? And it looked like Doug Christie got these boys locked in, man. And he's basically showing them how to win games, you know, without having to, you know, shoot up 30-foot three-pointers and run up and down the court. You can win games, you know, locking up, being up, rebounding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doug Christie's M.O.
I hear you. Shout out to my boy Herbert. Shout out to Mike Brown.
I was going to say, because it's like they love Mike Brown, but we do get a lot of callers still calling in, hey, shout out to Mike Brown, like, you were great, but, like, they it's okay.
I think why people do that is, like, Mike's not Luke.
No, right? Mike was good.
But, I mean, come on.
What?
Come on, don't do that.
What happened?
Come on. What did Luke do to anybody?
Luke, stop. We don't stop. Stop. Call it what it is. Call it what it is.
We got love for Luke.
Well, we don't have to have love for Luke. Like, Luke is
Luke
fine.
Ended with puke guy. Like, you say Luke Wan, I'm not even, like, making a joke. You say Luke Wan, I think puke guy. Like, it is what it is.
Man, Luke, I got love for you,
Mike was the head coach that broke that, you know, disastrous playoff drought. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can pick apart everything that happened then. But it's fine. Hey, shout out Mike. Like, I don't know that I would have shouted him out for Keegan's development, but
so
like
I'm just saying, we won like week three of this.
The exact opposite.
I don't know that I would have gone the route that Herbert went.
Him.
But well,
we were begging on the show for him to get minutes.
But the one thing that Herbert did say that isn't indicative of Kings basketball under Doug Christie, but it is a unique component to last night's game, is the Kings were 11 of 30 from three. The 30 is the number. Mm-hmm. Doug has been adamant, 40 plus, to like the Warriors hit 22. That's crazy.
That was the one way
the
they could
Warriors
win
hit 22 threes last night. The Kings hit 11. They took 18 more. Mm. Good thing the league is rigged, as Kings Twitter and I believe it was as Warriors Twitter and Jim Park were saying, and the Kings shot 32 free throws versus the Warriors 13. I do feel the need to point this out for those that struggle with basketball, and I'm talking to you, our dear friends. By the way, has anyone seen Drew Down in the chat? Is he here?
Oh.
We FaceTime Drew Down.
He was here.
I know our brother ain't ducking the smoke.
Oh, yeah, he was here earlier.
He also knows his team stinks.
He does.
But it's probably difficult to get to the foul line when you shoot 48 threes.
Yeah.
Kings shot 30, and they shot 32 free throws. And good for them. They hit 30 of them. They needed every one of them.
They did.
Every single one of them. But to again, I don't think that's indicative of the Doug Christie era of basketball, but 30 attempted threes is stunningly low.
Yeah, that's like you mentioned, Doug is a big advocate of getting those threes up, and 30 is he's going to want more, especially tonight. But finding a way to dig deep, DeMar DeRozan doing what he was able to do in that third quarter to get him back, and the resolve of this team. That is Doug Christie basketball.
Yeah.
You know, that is Doug Christie's fingerprints all over it. And, you know, they just keep grinding. They just keep staying after it. You know, even, like, it's ironic that I was the one talking about I thought they were done last night when against Milwaukee, when they were down 28, I was like, they still got a shot. Like, there's something about this team that I think is mentally and emotionally tough and gives them a chance In any situation.
Sorry, I just looked up at the TV. There's a live basketball game on, and Tyrese airballed a three by probably 2.5 feet. Pacers are getting it handed to him in the fourth. But I looked right up, and there's Tyrese, and it didn't even look like a real shot.
Bro, he threw a curveball at the hoop.
Nah, that's for real. He missed by so much.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. Wemby threw the ball off of the backboard, caught his own. He just did an all-star game dunk in the game. Victor Wembanyama needs to be banned.
Yeah, suspend him.
Just ban him. Just like, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to play. Too much. Sorry, that completely distracted me. I almost need to rewind it. He missed by so far.
Yeah, I want to see it. Yeah.
Continue. I'll try to. You know this remote isn't the best.
But they find ways to get it done now with Doug Christie at the helm. Now, I was thinking about this last night. Is it just Doug Christie? Because I felt like earlier in the season when they felt a different way, maybe, they were showing toughness. You know, the Toronto game, they were battling back to try and win that game. The first San Antonio game, they battled back to try to win that game. The Phoenix game in Phoenix, you know, they battled. So they had that type of resolve in them, it felt like, for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels different. It feels different with Doug Christie there. It feels like they're all on the same page.
I wonder how much it is, because you brought this up, and it'll come back into play tonight.
No, we'll just never watch
it. Yeah, we'll never see it. Yeah, this, like,
we could get. Why do they do that with this remote? Why?
No, like, can we shout out our engineers who changed a whole part of our system yesterday in the middle of a commercial, but we can't rewind 20 seconds to see a play on the TV?
It's not nobody's fault. It's the remote.
No, I know.
Players, this is not on you.
No, this is, yeah, that wasn't about Jonathan. That was shout out to our crew.
No, that's not about you either. Player, this is not on you.
I literally can't. We're never going to get to see TV again here. There we go. You'll just have. No, I can't find it, Kenny.
Oh, we're live.
You over here asking me to rewind stuff on a TV that's unrewindable. Man. I wonder how much of what the Kings are doing and the resolve that you're talking about right there is getting won. Because we'll talk more about this later because it fits. But you talk about that Denver game, which was. They had just won three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They had got back to 500. And the final 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes, was as frantic of a basketball game as you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Shot for shot for shot for shot for shot. All the way until that final possession when I think it was Domas finds DeMar at the basket. DeMar mishandles the ball. Kings lose by one. You called it that day, the next day. You called it the game was a Monday. You called it on Tuesday. I said, that's all right. I didn't care about the result of the Denver game. We knew what was ahead. Take care of business moving forward. Like, settle into playing good basketball, and you'll be just fine. I thought they played great in that game. A mishandled ball at the end. Kings lose by one. They were right there in position to win that game. I was okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You said on Tuesday, watching them leave the floor, it looked like it broke them. Like, they looked devastated. That was game one of it was a 6-game losing streak, but the first five resulted in Mike Brown being fired.
Mm-hmm.
In that, were getting roughed up by the Lakers twice, getting beat by the Lakers twice. The quit job heard around the world against Indiana. The Jaden Ivey 4-point play. To end the Detroit game, Mike Brown's firing, the Lakers game a day later, and now they've settled into a completely, apparently different basketball team. They started getting some victories. Then they started getting those clutch time victories.
There was another one last night.
I wonder for them how much is, you get the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we could do this. Look, we just did it. You get the second one. Now, all of a sudden, we can beat anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the Philly game. I'm going to harp on that Philadelphia game forever.
It's a big one.
That 15-0 run that sent them to another victory. They've had, like, a couple of those. Now you have comebacks of 18, 17, 18, all in this stretch of 12 games. the Kings are as confident of a basketball team as they could possibly be. It was 16 points, I think. I get the Philadelphia game mixed up with, oh, was it Miami? Where they were down 17?
Yeah, Miami was down 17, yeah.
And closed it out.
Yeah.
They closed that game out where it's like, now I think that was the fourth quarter. They were down 17. Mm-hmm. They believe they could do anything.
And you know,
they got the first one. Now it's like, y'all can't stop us.
Right. I'm with you on that. And the other aspect of it is they believe at home. They believe, like, there is something about, I think they believe on the road too, but there's something about what's going on at the Golden One Center where they're finally, I think Doug talked about it maybe the other day or something like that. They've started to tap in to this home court advantage and the energy that Golden mm-hmm. One Center crowd brings to them. They, for whatever reason, the last few years or so, they hadn't been able to tap in and use it. And Doug said they finally found a way to tap into that. And there's belief in there. There's energy in there. And I think it helps propel them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think about last night, the Kings were down, I think, 11 or 12. They start to make the comeback, and they get it to 5. If they do it, what happened to get it to 5? I can't remember. But they get a steal, get the layup, and everybody's feeling great. Steve Kerr wrongfully protests the call, gets a technical foul. It wasn't a kickball. It was a clean steal. Keon dives on the floor, gets it up the court. They get the layup. They come back. They get the free throw off the technical foul. It feels like at that point, everybody, 17,000, and then the other 15 on the Kings bench were like, oh, we're here now. We got this. They've tapped in to being able to feed off of that crowd.
When will that basketball team learn to stop getting technical fouls at the Golden One Center? Draymond did it and sent that arena and that team into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr did it last night and put the final nail in his team's coffin last night.
Mm. And he was wrong.
He was 100% wrong. Steve Kerr screams like a lunatic over the stupidest things.
He was dead wrong.
Like, what are you yelling about?
And I'm really happy that the refs...
He knew not to look at Doug Christie this time like he did last time.
No, he knew what time...
Doug was probably like, go ahead, look over here again, Doug.
He knew what time it would have been.
Because you think that shot Mike gave you was tough.
But... It's a pet peeve of mine in basketball, and I'm glad the refs finally got something right. They don't often do it, but they finally got something right. Just because it hits somebody's foot does not make it a kickball. There has to be an attempt to make contact with your foot for it to be a kickball. That was just a pass that was thrown off of Sabonis' foot. It wasn't a kickball. Let's keep playing. Steve Kerr was wrong.
Let me scream and yell and give up a point against my basketball team right here.
But, yeah, it was turned up at that point.
Yeah.
It was turned up in the Golden One.
It was already turned. But, yeah. Man, you're right. Went up a few decibels.
By the way, I went back. It was a little late when I got home, so I had the volume up, but I couldn't really lock in. I saw your boy. Did he have any funnies for us last night?
He actually didn't. He wasn't terrible. I was so happy to flip over and see it was Mark. I saw someone in the chat was like, is Bob Myers on the call tonight? Did I read that wrong? I'm like, yeah, there's no way. They wouldn't do that. Sure enough, I flip over. I hear Mark, and I'm like, all right, this is what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
And then I hear the other voice. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But he wasn't. So, no, he didn't. He wasn't dumb last night. He's not good. Like, he's very bad at that job. He is just awful at that job. But I can't remember anything where he was, like, dumb. I might have missed something. He could have become white noise at some point. But I did watch the national broadcast because I wanted to hear Mark.
Polo L says, Casey loves Bob Myers. I've done a 180.
Yes,
no, Bob Myers is hilarious. I had where I was sitting in the media section. I saw Bob Myers, and I like got video.
You go get a picture of him. Go get a picture with him. Like, hey,
no,
I'm KC. No. I'm your biggest fan here in Sacramento.
KC in LA. Oh. But I got video of him, and I just kind of locked in on the video. And Mark is talking, and then Bob, sorry for the radio audience, but he goes.
Makes a bunch
of stupid
faces.
I'm like, why is he looking?
Like he just heard a noise while on TV. What's that noise?
I said, why is he looking like that? It's just like this is for the streaming audience. This is just the video. Bob Myers. I'm just looking. It's kind of blurry. You can't see him, but he's just there, just looking. It's hilarious. He's hilarious.
ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And needs to send Bob Myers over to our people at Tom Dave's and Johnny Jennings at Made for Home.
Yeah.
Get him to sell his house. Get him to go do something else for a living. And no realtor does more to sell your home than Tom Dave's and Johnny Jennings at Made for More. And they do it with absolutely no risk or cost to you. A home warranty, which is super valuable. Believe me, I just used mine a couple of days ago. They got top professional real estate photos, a 3D digital home presentation. There's just a few of the tools that they will provide to help you sell your home. The Made for More team maximizes all you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar. When you list your home with Made for More, you get the area's highest rated team and all of the tools you need to sell. If plans change, no problem. You and Made for More can tear up the contract, tear up the listing, and part as friends. There's no risk, there's no stress, just the area's most professional real estate team in the market. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and Tom Dave's team at Made for More Realty. California DRE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball. We'll talk a lot more Kings basketball. We'll talk to you, 916-909-1320. Steelin' with KC here on ESPN 1320. Yeah, they're doing some real work at the house now. They got the plumbing going in and the electricity going in for the Cabo de Dilo.
Are you going to have a diving board?
Bro, I'm a grown-ass man with no kids. No.
Well, that means you got family.
No, I'm not going to have a diving board.
Never thought like, oh, I'm going to jump off a diving board real quick.
Never.
Well, I'm not saying have a 17-foot-high diving board.
No,
you can get the
I'm not going to have a diving board.
Get the little one that just hangs over the pool a little bit.
No,
like Chevy Chase had in Christmas Vacation.
Do people still have diving boards on their
pools?
Yeah,
like why would I do that?
Diving board, have you ever like been to a pool with a diving board? Like someone's house? Like it's kind of overrated.
Yeah, it's 100% overrated.
I think my in-laws' pool used to have a diving.
See, my man, for those that are watching, in the blue, he's on the Cabo deck. That's just going to be the little deck right there, and then it leads down into the pool, and then the shallow end is on this side, and it goes down to the deep end over there.
What's the deep end going to be? Is it 10 feet, 12 feet?
No, people aren't going to die at my house. Oh. No, it's like 6 feet.
What do you mean? Whoa.
That's not the deep end. How are we going to dive into the pool?
Are you
You're not diving. We just went over
not diving, but are we water sliding?
We're not water sliding.
Maybe a rock water slide.
We're literally just hanging out in the water. That's all we're doing.
We'll turn it into raging water somehow.
This pool from our friends over at Premier Pools is for vibes and vibes only.
There we go.
No cannonballs?
No, I mean, the kids can come over, like Ryan and Reese can come over and swim and do all of that, but it is a vibe atmosphere.
I'm not mad at that because I don't be doing all that swimming. I don't be doing all that.
I'm gonna be. You gonna catch me?
I ain't tripping. That's all good. I'll be sitting there.
You gonna catch me on the Cabo deck like 95% of the time.
Just overlooking right the city yeah. next to your pool.
That's not the city. You can see. Yeah. You can see what's behind my house in the video.
What's on the other side? Like literally, you said in the backyard. Look out, and see the whole
thing.
That's
looking
not
out.
What I said. I said on a walk where you.
You said no, don't do this because Casey tries to like change things around. You said I walk out of my house.
That is not what I said. And I said I went on a walk, and there's a
yeah. You went on a walk
and,
to the paper.
Yeah, why would we even conflate the two? Like, why would we make this up?
And you know, and the fact that you get to walk somewhere right by your house where you get to overlook Sacramento is insane,
that's
too.
That's crazy. That's a trip. Like, don't sleep on that either. Like,
yeah.
Don't
so say like, which,
like, oh, it's nothing.
Which life do you want to live, pal? Because they're both pretty sweet.
I know I can't do that. I'm on ground, bro. I'm not overlooking anything.
I walk out of my door and I see the other apartment complex next to us.
E-122.
Exactly, yeah. What's up, Jan?
I'm 20 years older than you.
I'm just saying we live different okay. lives.
Well,
right
no,
now.
No. You're well, not... in 20 years, you can buy a house that
overlooks the city. Thank
you're
you.
Not 20 years older than me, and I can't see any of that. I just see a park.
You have a compound.
I don't have a damn compound.
Securing the bag, said D-Lo got that Supermax from Odyssey. Nope. I met the people at Premier Pools. That's what I did. We're working on a video, and we're working on some things to get all that out there. But shout out to my man Andrew and all of our people over at Premier Pools. Man, they have been working hard over there at the house trying to get something built in time for – they're not even trying to get it done in time for summer. They're trying to get it done in time for spring. Soon as the weather starts to change, we might have that joint ready by March Madness, man, the way that they're cooking out there. Yeah, they are cooking out there.
Yeah.
And as long as it doesn't rain – we'll keep
man,
moving
ain't
forward.
No rain in the forecast either.
Yeah, they told me next week it's going to start looking like something out there though. Like it's going to be real next week. So
that's what's up.
We'll see.
That's what's up.
Jesse brought up Wilt Chamberlain earlier. Domantas Sabonis is playing incredible, and I feel like this is the second year in a row where Domas is getting referenced in Wilt Chamberlain stats. I don't know why the national media doesn't care about this. I don't know why he doesn't get the attention that Nikola Jokic does. Dude is just casually doing like 26 and 18 every night.
He's literally the only player other than Wilt to average 2016 and 6 or something like that. 2014 and 6, I believe the number was.
He and in the
course of his season.
Yeah, in the Doug Christie era, he's slightly better than that at 21-16, 6.5. And he is leading the league in rebounding for the third straight year, and no one cares. Not only is he leading the league in rebounding for the third straight year, the number in which he's doing so keeps getting higher. It's like, oh, he led the league with 12 rebounds. Oh, he led the league with 13 rebounds. Now he's leading the league with like 14 and a half rebounds.
And he's done what everybody said he needed to do a year ago, 2 years ago. He's added to his game. He is the leader in three-point percentage in the NBA. He's elevated his game. He's gotten better. And this is what everybody tried to say. Like, he needs to do this. He needs to get better, all this other stuff. And he's done it, and they still don't show the respect. He's still on that whole show me in the playoffs thing, which is kind of unfair. It's kind of unfair. It's unfair, number one, because, like, we said it before, he wasn't awful in the playoffs. He wasn't where he normally is. His numbers were down. But people were acting like he averaged 2 points, four rebounds for the playoffs. No, he was right. Still, like, 16 and 12 or something like that in the playoffs. And that's just what how people want to go about things, though. They want to say with him, it doesn't matter unless he does it in the playoffs. He didn't get a chance to be in the playoffs last year, so they're still looking at him some type of way.
Scout Recycler saying NBA quietly realizing they can't keep him off the All-Star roster. Man, you absolutely cannot. DeMontis Sabonis not being on this All-Star team this year would be an absolute travesty, even more so than it was last year.
Agreed.
Skip Manny in here. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's happening, Manny?
You know what? Watching that game yesterday, we were watching it. And, like, seeing that first half, we all were like, come on, man. Like, I'm not trying to hear these Bontang, especially after calling Bontang, talking trash to him. And so, you know, just watching, they were kind of lethargic, right? I never felt like they were ever, like, not trying. It just felt like they were going through motions and, like, almost like it was that was their back-to-back game, right? Their second of a back-to-back game. And I was like, man, if these BHHs, man. And then we flip it to the second half, and then Golden State was the BHHs, right? Like, they became, I was like,
Manny,
that's what I'm talking
Manny,
about.
Manny, no, we get it. No, hang on, Manny. Hang on, Manny. I know you're trying to get your new little catchphrase over.
What, me?
Yeah. I can't stand you.
Oh, ball head home?
Okay.
But Sabonis, look, because you brought up Sabonis, we going to stop talking about just All-Star, and we're going to start talking about top five MVP. Because right now, what he's doing is MVP candidate worthy.
Mm. He's not wrong.
I hear you.
He's not wrong. I mean, this is a guy that has helped spearhead a turnaround. And
I mean, I got three in my head already.
SGA, and Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about the usuals, the Tatums.
I don't know that Tatum can get it. I think they ignore Tatum. Yeah,
they should.
I think more people think like you as and Jesse as it pertains to Donovan. Like, they ain't gonna give him love for what he's doing.
They ignore Domas, but he's still on our. Or excuse me, they ignore Giannis, but he's still on our list.
That's true. So, yeah, that's true.
You know, Mitchell and Tatum deserve to be on, but so does Domas.
Mm-hmm.
Domas absolutely deserves to be mentioned when you talk about MVP. You know, mention, it's fine. Like, nobody's saying he needs to make it or even finish top five in voting. But if you're having a list, the NBA.com, we can check it out. Mm-hmm. Don't they have, like, a ladder, an MVP ladder?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he's not in the top 10.
Mm.
Which is kind of crazy.
Like, yeah, I don't even look at those.
Who are you putting Kevin Durant in there? And no disrespect to Kevin Durant, but they like to do that often. KD. All right, man. No.
That's the okay. Yeah, I don't know the
guy. Shea, yep. Jokic, Giannis. Fourth is Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, and then fifth is Victor Wembanyama. I don't get that one at all.
Cat, I was like, all right, cool. Like, the Knicks are playing well, he's doing fantastic. If we're gonna have Domas in there, then understandably they're gonna have him in there. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, so Tatum is sixth, Donovan Mitchell seventh, Şengün is eighth, Cade Cunningham is ninth, and then Anthony Davis is tenth.
Oh my!
So bonus God. Is in the and five more.
When was this one written?
6 days ago. They release it every Friday.
Oh my goodness!
I don't get Cade being
Şengün,
in there.
Huh?
Şengün is crazy.
Well, that one, I guess, is his best player on top two team. I guess that's their logic.
He's putting up that is their logic, and it's arguable if he's the best player. Like, I love how people act like Jalen Green ain't playing good this year.
Şengün is averaging 19 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. He's averaging less points than DeMontis Sabonis, less rebounds than DeMontis Sabonis, and less assists than DeMontis Sabonis. Domas is also leading the league in double-doubles. He's leading the league in three-point percentage.
Mm.
But okay, yeah, no, Şengün, get your stuff off, dog. Like, yeah, no, that's good.
And also,
and it needs to be stated again, he's leading the league in rebounds. But okay,
and also, once again, not saying Şengün isn't one of the best players or isn't having a good season, but like, I really just love how people act like Jalen Green ain't averaging 21.3 points per game.
Our man Daniel says, you got to reward winners. Y'all are three games over 500. He's got, hold on 1 second. He's got Giannis. He's got Shea. He's got Jokic. He's got Tatum. He's got Kat. That's fine. I'm perfectly good with that. Where's Donovan Mitchell on your list then? Mm. Donovan Mitchell is the driving force behind the best team in basketball. If you're rewarding winners, reward the best player on the best team in basketball. Y'all want to do it with Shea? perfectly fine. I think Shea's having an MVP caliber season. But don't tell me Domas isn't worthy of being in the conversation because he's not a winner, and you're not bringing Donovan Mitchell into the conversation.
Also,
you miss me.
Also, and when you're talking about, and Daniel maybe, I don't know if he's referring specifically to the list that we just mentioned, but NBA.com, they've got Wemby and Anthony Davis in there. Like,
Wemby's the top five team, no? That's the Spurs top five team?
No.
Top six?
No.
Top seven?
Nope.
Eight? Mm-mm. Nine? Mm-mm. Well, they're certainly a play-in team.
Mm-mm, dog.
Okay.
Wemby five.
Well, they put up 140 in Paris. They put up 140 in Paris and beat the Pacers.
Rematch on Saturday.
34. Vic Harrison Barnes was 9 of 10.
Damn.
Harrison Barnes had 27, 3, and 2 steals today. 25 for Devin Vassell. Keldon Johnson, everybody participated in this one. Oh, and that Tyrese under hit.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. 13 points for Tyrese. Woo, he might be back. Mm. He might be back.
The other thing about this, and it's just a list. Like, we already know what time it is. I'm looking at, hold on.
Oh, my bad. I didn't even see that one coming. I couldn't even be there to save you. He's going to get, oh, watch out, folks. The good God Almighty.
I think I got him.
No, you're usually sneezing threes. Watch out. That one going to get you. Watch out.
The top 10 on this MVP thing, number 9, Cade Cunningham.
Wait, what list is this? Well, I told you.
You spoke it into existence.
I told you. I know this man better than he knows himself.
Spoke it into existence. The MVP ladder. On NBA.com.
Oh, okay.
Number 9 is Cade Cunningham.
Okay.
I mean, come on, man. Over Domas. Come on, man.
Cade having a nice little season.
He's having a very, very good season. Very good season. But like we started off saying with the
Cade having his breakout season. That's really what he's doing.
He's been great. But we're also acting like Domas has not been great as well.
Yeah.
That's the front. It's not to take away from any of these people. It's to, like, why aren't we acting like Domas isn't doing historic stuff himself, which he is.
Yeah.
But I mean, I want him to get these accolades because, you know, they kind of, you know, it helps with his contract, you know, incentives and all this other stuff. But I mean it when I say I don't need these people talking about Sacramento or the players no more. Like, don't. I'm not.
If it's the NBA.com ladder, like, yeah, maybe y'all should be aware of what's going on around your league. 21 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists on 60% shooting, 48% from 3.
Mm.
And he gets them up. Like, he's not shooting 8 a game, but he's not shooting 1 every 5 games.
Sure.
And 77.8% from the free throw line.
Sean Powell, you got to do better, big dog. Sean Powell's the writer who wrote this.
Yeah, I got to be better than that.
Yeah, you got to do better. And
how many threes is he getting up per game? 2.4.
I'll also say he's not mentioned. He's in the honorable mention, which is
get that out of here. They write this tomorrow. He better be on that list tomorrow.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. He should have been there. 2 weeks ago, last week. Yeah, Cade Cunningham in there. Come on, man.
He damn near might be player of the week again. Mm-hmm. What do I know? Mm. What do I know? Can I tell you my favorite part? Because we've talked about DeMar. We've talked about what De'Aaron did in the fourth quarter. Giving, you know, love to Keon and Doug Christie. Can I tell you my favorite part of last night's game? And we talked about this at the very beginning when we were trying to get Bonte on the FaceTime and Matt Nahegan and all our friends.
That still ain't called.
What time that. Guru show in? 2?
2, yeah.
If Guru don't call at 10, he a sucker. In fact, we're going to call Guru right at 2 o'clock. Matt George joining us in the final hour of the show. Matt George in the chat. He's having fun. He's getting
Matty
his jokes
McQueen.
Off. My favorite thing about watching the Golden State Warriors play is nobody celebrates in the middle of the second quarter like the Golden State Warriors do. Oh, Steph was dancing, and he was doing the little thing, and all the little, oh, Steph is so cute, then he's skipping, and the Warriors are up 15, and he's shooting, and he's no-looking passes, and Buddy is just skipping off the court, and oh, Draymond celebrating with his little fake glasses and his overalls.
He got that fit off last night.
And then it all went south. Then DeMar DeRozan took over in the third quarter, and Steph wasn't dancing no more. De'Aaron Fox came alive in the fourth quarter, and Buddy wasn't skipping no more.
No. There was no skipping going on.
And then that beam was lit. And all them brothers could do was put their head down and walk back to the locker room. Forcing the people on ESPN to actually spend a couple of minutes and talk about how the Sacramento Kings came back from 18 down and beat their beloved Golden State Warriors.
So I missed this. Who was talking? Was it Perk?
Oh, they all talked about the Kings.
Like the whole, they had the Malika and that whole group was talking?
No, I think they went straight to Van Pelt. Because Van Pelt talked, was it Van Pelt? No, oh, it wasn't
talk
Van
to
Pelt.
Domas?
It was someone talked to Domas. I don't think it was Van Pelt though.
That's what was going
it
on.
It was someone else. Someone talked to Domas.
Well, because I was they were lighting the beam in the arena, and it was Fox.
I think it was like Stan Verrett. Might have been Stan Verrett that talked.
He
to
usually
him.
Does the L.A. Dream.
Yeah.
But I was De'Aaron was lighting the beam with Scott Moak. Gotta get Scott Moak on the air too. He said holla at him too. Scott Moak said holla.
Yeah, Scott Moak ain't never been on the show.
Yeah, we got holla at Scott Moak. But I saw Domas just kind of standing there, and I was like, "What is he doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is he?" Usually, when they talk to the post game, do some over something like that, they're off by the bench. But he's just standing there, and now it hit me like, oh, he was getting ready for ESPN. They had to wait for all that stuff because ESPN don't do, they ain't going to do it like when the lights go down and everything. Mm-hmm. They're going to wait until all the commotion is done, and then they're going to talk to you with Stan Verrett. So, yeah, I didn't know Domas was the one.
I can't remember who Deuce talked to. I don't remember if it was DeMar. I can't remember who they talked to. I didn't see it live. I saw it on the pod later.
Mm. Shout out, Deuce. That was a good little, little bit.
What did you do?
See when
on the show or the podcast?
On the podcast when he was talking about all the people that were out for the Warriors. he did it. He played that one good.
Oh, I missed
it. He goes, and I already know what everybody's gonna say. You know, there was no Draymond there. There was no Kuminga there. There was no Curry there. You know, I already know what they're gonna say. And then Morgan was like, well, no. He said, Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see him out there.
Oh,
I thought
good.
Curry didn't play. I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I see you, Deuce. I see you. How's it going?
2 second half points for the greatest shooter that ever lived in last night's game.
That's crazy. Keegan and, the Kings, it was a team effort because they were trapping the pick and roll like they should, getting the ball out of his hands. But sometimes when it was one-on-one, Keegan and Keon had that boy on click-clack. Click-clack.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key plays of the game was Steph Curry finally getting some daylight, and Keegan Murray with the chase down block leads off to an and one for Keon Ellis. Keon and Keegan do it. They do a pretty good job on Steph Curry ever since game seven.
Mm. Look at these splits from last night's game. First quarter, 24-20 Warriors. Second quarter, 41-28 Warriors. Third quarter, 37-20 Sacramento. Fourth quarter, and they just went nuts in the fourth quarter, 38-32. Defense got better in the second half for the Sacramento Kings, but 75 points for the Sacramento Kings in the second half of that game, in which they only hit 11 threes. 123 points on 11 threes for Sacramento in that one.
I was very frustrated during that game because we talked about it on the show. We said the only hope for the Warriors to win this game was to hit threes.
Mm-hmm.
keep them off the line, run them off the line, make them hit a bunch of twos. If it turns into, you know, a few wide open layups, then that's what it has to be. But they can't beat you with a bunch of twos. They can hit the three ball, and that's their chance. And they were, what did they start off? 11 of 20 halfway through the second quarter.
Mm.
I said, oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was scheme. Some of it was the Warriors were just hitting shots. But I said, come on. You talk about that third quarter, though.
53% from three in the first half.
Man, what did they hit
14 15? Of 26.
Man, I was frustrated seeing that. Third quarter, it flipped, though. 1 of 10, I believe, in that third quarter. And that's it's
correct.
No coincidence. That's when the Kings were able to make their run.
Funny enough, Kings were 1 of 6 in the third quarter from 3.
Mm. Yeah, it wasn't a three-point game for those guys, for the Kings.
It wasn't. Nah, it wasn't. They did everything else right, though. You talk about numbers that matter. That third quarter was the one. Warriors 1 of 10 from 3, as you just noted. 8 of 20 from the field. Kings were 15 of 26 from the field. Mm. 8 turnovers by the Golden State Warriors in that quarter. 1 from Sacramento that the Warriors did not score off of.
Mm.
Kings scored off 13 points off of those 8 turnovers.
Well, what was the crazy stat that was floating around last night? 28-0 fast break points.
Oh, man.
That was great. Now, some of that made sense. Yeah, 28-0, Kings fast break
23-0 was the fast break points number.
Oh, ESPN got him at 28.
Box scores got him at 23. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. That's second half. I'm sorry. You're right. That's the second half.
That's crazy.
Box score that I'm looking at.
23. Jeez. 23-0. And one of the things I was thinking
9 of 10.
Man. One of the things I was thinking about as the game was going on was how the game was being played at the Warriors' pace. One of the reasons why the Warriors didn't have any fast break points, number one, the Kings did a really good job of protecting the basketball, only 8 turnovers in the game. But the Warriors were content with just walking it up.
Mm-hmm.
They did not want to get in the track meet with the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened halfway through the third and even into that fourth quarter is the Kings started to impose their will on the game, started to get up and down and turn this into a game that Steve Kerr and the Warriors didn't want, which was a little bit of a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't have the horses to compete in the shootout with the Kings. And it took them about 2.5 quarters, but they finally were able to pick that pace up.
We'll look around the rest of the association and let you know what put Sacramento in the position to land in the 7th spot. And it is going to be a very active night tonight on the NBA scoreboard for the Sacramento Kings. And, of course, they've got the matchup against Denver in Denver as well. We'll take a look at all of that. Plus, the NBA trade deadline is 2 weeks from today. And there's news or there's posturing. But there's stuff happening across the league. We'll talk all about that. We're thrilled you're here with us. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Jesse playing with me, man.
Delete it right now.
Okay.
Don't test this, man.
I'm going to delete it right now.
Don't test this, man.
I'm going to delete it right now. Hold on. No, play with me. Go ahead. No, get to talk. Now, hold on. Let me figure out how to do it.
Just hold on to it. It's for work.
No, for
it's
what?
It's for work.
We'll see him in a week.
Deactivate your account. You don't think I could deactivate this account?
You don't
got
to deactivate. We need it for work right now. You don't got to deactivate right now. Yeah.
Because tell me, look me in my face and tell me you know I'll delete this account.
I think you will, but I don't think it's a good idea. I was just saying delete the app. Relax, bro. Relax. Being all serious.
He said delete the app.
All right.
Oh, man. Twitter's still...
We still need you to retweet the clips from ESPN 1320. So yeah, stay there.
Yeah, man. Twitter's still kicking. Blue Sky I ain't got over to Blue Sky, man.
Blue Sky's got a few things they need to like. I don't know if you could put long videos on Blue Sky yet, which is tough. Like, I don't think our clips can go on Blue Sky. I know clips can, but I think they're short. I think they're like a minute, and
I'm confident in saying Blue Sky won't pop off. It won't.
I think you're wrong, man. I don't know. Let me ask you something. How do you feel about Nazi salutes?
Don't like them.
Oh.
No,
because you supporting them in a major way. You repping the app. You repping the car.
I ain't repping anything.
Nah, I disagree.
I ain't repping. I'm not wearing a t-shirt saying, "Hey, go see. Go do this." I'm not repping
t-shirt. How long is this Deuce and Mo clip right here? Because they got a video up. This is the video of John Bull just sent me this one. That, yep.
No, that was funny.
Yep.
No Kyle Anderson.
Yep.
Steph Curry did not play in the second half of this game. So when you lay that all out there, Morgan, you just have to.
I love the look on Morgan's face. Sorry, okay, I see what you're doing.
Steph Curry played in the second half.
That's funny. That's funny. That's good stuff from Deuce right there. That's a minute long clip. Then you got Mr. TikTok over here. He posts his first TikTok like hours before the app is supposed to shut down forever.
New TikTok jumping off today.
I'm not gonna lie, that TikTok.
You made another TikTok?
I gotta make it, but it's gonna get posted today.
That overreaction to TikTok shutdown was crazy.
King KC.
Damn near everything's an overreaction, man.
Yeah, like, get a grip. Get a grip.
That's why I'll just be chilling.
Look at my man out here. Oh, I see that you. Oh, look at you, KC, doing it. I see you,
what
boy.
What I do?
No, you got your little TikTok game. Your little,
hey,
your little day in the life of Kenny.
Shout out Reese. He taught me how to do it.
Did
shout
he?
Out Reese, yeah. I was like, bro, how you get the voiceover?
Okay. Would you use CapCut?
No, I did it on TikTok.
Oh, you did it within TikTok. Good for you.
Yeah. Got my little Jello ball playing in the background.
Well, 102.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It can't be ignored. It's over there.
I can't wait.
We added that in SZA's new joint over there.
Driving?
Nah, the pop
joint. She
got another
joint.
Yeah, she got one.
Driving it's driving?
I think it's called BMF.
We don't have driving in there, huh?
Nah.
I like this one.
We have 30 for 30 and then this new BMF joint. Mm. BMF joint is going crazy right now. Let's get TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC?
Hey, just vibing. Hey, D-Lo, real quick before we start. D-Lo, look me in my eyes and be real with yourself.
What you mean? What you mean?
Hey, that was just super funny when you told Jesse, look me in my
eyes. No, I'll delete it. Like, y'all playing with me. Jesse out here talking about retweet this. Like, I'll delete this. I do not need this app at all. Y'all playing with me.
Hey, check it out. Kenny, Jesse, hey, the Kings coming back winning. Kings balling. They done found themselves. We all don't know how to act, right? Hey, I love y'all, bro. That's all I got.
All right, TC.
You're the man, TC.
I should have told Bonte this. Should have told Butch when we was talking to him. Stop being so mad at our man TC when he called in to talk about Del Christie.
Let him talk. Let him get his stuff off. My man TC want to talk
Matt
about Del
Christie. Matt Nahegan still ain't called back.
Man, Danny?
Danny ain't called back. No, we calling Guru, though. We calling Guru back in 10 minutes. Like, man, you've had enough time to get off the air. Look, because it's not like the show ends at 2. Show probably end at 1:55.
You know what we should do? I'm sure we can figure out how to do this. We should call in the Willard and Dibs as a caller.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that's great.
We're like, yes, we got Damien
Kenny in the East Bay.
We got Damien in the Oakland Hills. Wants to talk.
Kenny in Walnut Creek here. Wanted to talk about the despicable performance from the Warriors last night.
Scumbag. What did he say? Buddy Hield is disgusting.
Oh, he had some.
That was ridiculous.
He had some gems.
Said he was disgusting.
I
don't co-sign any of that stuff Jim Park be saying, but it's funny.
It is funny.
Don't be calling that man disgusting.
The NBA refs are really disgusting. They manipulate these games like crazy.
He said
Keon Ellis is a Warriors killer.
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Steph Curry took one shot in quarter three, by the way.
Man. That's crazy how ineffective he was in that second half. That had to do with not the Kings' defense. That also had to do with Steve Kerr.
Get Buddy Hield off the damn floor.
Yeah.
Leave it to Buddy Hield to do something dumb out of a timeout. MF-er stepped out of bounds from the 3-point line.
MF-er.
I want to see. I'm trying to.
MF-er.
Like, what did it look like when it was going good? Steve Kerr's offense continues to look unwatchable. The good news is that defensively, they've held the Kings to 20 points in quarter one.
Wait a minute.
Kings came out very flat.
Wait a minute. I'm on Jim Park's Twitter, and I mean, I understand why they're doing this. It's just a funny visual of Warrior coaches and looks like a security guard beating the hell out of Trayce Jackson-Davis.
What?
To get him ready. Go slide down Jim Park. It's a Warrior.
I'm sorry,
tweet.
What?
Slide down Jim Park's timeline.
Finish your sentence, okay.
Timeline. It's a Warriors tweet, and Big Fella's beating the hell out of TJD as he's trying to get the rebounds.
How far down this timeline do I got? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, big boy. Okay. Oh, my God. What is happening in this video? Well, that's all right. We've seen the coaches out here rough up Domas and say this is the most physical someone's going to be with him the whole night.
Yeah.
We want to make everything else easy for him afterwards. That's a little different.
I don't know if that's a coach, though. That's the crazy thing.
No, they just pulled that guy out of the stands. They just pulled that guy out of the stands. Said, let's cook.
Did you see, weren't at the game last night. Streets was asking.
I didn't make it out there.
But did you see the little kid who went viral the other day? He was celebrating mm-hmm. heavily at the game last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he definitely was. Deuce, I actually flipped over to NBC in time to see Deuce and Mo, had him on set, had some fun with him. And then and shout out to the two broadcast journalists, realized he's a child and he doesn't know how to do this. So, hey, how fun was it? A lot. And then Deuce asked him another question. Hey, who's your favorite player? And he goes, quiet. Keegan. And I can see, and Deuce is, all right, little fella, get off the. Get out of here.
Deuce should have had him. They should have done the $1 million man bit and had him dribble the ball.
That's something Deuce would do. And kick the ball away from him.
If you can dribble 13 times, yep. We'll give you season tickets to the Kings.
Yep.
At 11, kick the ball off.
Little black kid, too.
It was. Virgil just let it happen.
Well, Virgil let a whole lot happen. Like playing Virgil is one thing he let happen.
I think we talked about this before, but have you heard an interview with Virgil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he's with us,
yeah.
Yeah, he's an unhinged individual.
Yeah, he's not well. He's not well.
He was.
Or wasn't well.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a different guy.
What did Rob Van Dam do? Did you ever hear that story?
No.
Like a young Rob Van Dam was one of the $1 million men.
Really?
Like, I think he had to, like, kiss the $1 million man's feet and they gave him $100 or something.
Jeez.
You know what the gimmick was? He did it.
The kid? Had to kiss his feet?
Rob Van Dam was probably like a teenager. Like, he wasn't like the little kid who was dribbling the basketball was like five, left in
tears. There's a video on YouTube called Rob Van Dam earned some extra money.
Yeah.
He's in a green shirt, ready to kiss his feet.
Right, and he kisses Ted DiBiase's feet. I think the gimmick is, though, like, the little kid got the money. They sent a WWE person out there to, like, hey, and
they did
the
a great
money.
Job with that because the kid didn't know.
Oh, no. That was after. Yeah, it was after. After the little poor little kid walk away like crying.
Oh, man. Then they, I think they, it's the internet, so you never know. But I think you saw the video where that kid, the black kid, linked up with Ted DiBiase like 5 years ago.
No, I never saw that.
Yeah. And it was all love. But this is the kid that they kicked the basketball from.
Remember Ravishing Rick Rude's gimmick? The Rude Awakening?
With the women, right?
Yeah. There's some weird stories behind those, too. Yeah, there's some.
It was really popping off?
There's one. Yeah, there's some really weird stories.
Man.
Never mind. That's too much even for our show.
Wrestling is so crazy, just the world of it. From back then.
All of it is wild. Yeah, all of it is wild. Mm-mm-mm.